time now for the Wide Open Three, a fast-paced look at local and regional sports brought to you by Bain Dental Group. When it's time for you to open wide, you'll want Bain Dental at your side.
Looking to enhance your smile? Looking for exceptional dental care for your entire family?
Bain Dental Group offers you and your family any dental service that you may require, including dentures and implants. New patients are always welcome at any of their three convenient locations in Carrollton, Bowden, and Villarica. More information and appointment times are available at 770-258-5516 or online at BainDentalGroup.com.
For generations of smiles, Bain Dental Group has you covered.
From the 316 Healthcare Granite Sports Studios, this is the Wide Open 3 presented by the Bain Dental Group for Thursday, September the 12th. Atlanta Braves learning around noon on Wednesday that they'll be without one of their starters until the final weekend of the regular season at the earliest, as the shoulder inflammation that forced Ronaldo Lopez from the Tuesday night start landed him on the injured list. Then they spent Wednesday night losing ground in the National League wildcard race with a 5-1 loss to the Nats. Max Fried fell behind early, and the Braves followed up Tuesday's 12-run outburst by doing little offensively as Atlanta failed to keep pace with New York in the wildcard hunt. After the Mets beat Toronto in dramatic fashion earlier in the day, the Braves' loss pushes them back one game of the third and final wild card spot with 16 games to play. Braves are off on Thursday before welcoming the LA Dodgers into town for a four-game series starting on Friday. UWG football coach Joel Taylor says some of his Wolves remain a little banged up after last Saturday's loss to Abilene Christian.
Well, I thought we had a really good practice today, hopefully by Friday everybody kind of be healed up, getting the game plan, get some reps throughout the week. But I think the biggest thing is we got to do a great job of being consistent, being disciplined. I think that was some of the things that we lacked in the last game. You can't beat good football teams when you don't have that. But that's part of the growth process, Like I said, at the end of the day, win, loss, or draw, doesn't matter. We got to grow from each opponent, and I think we will.
Coach Taylor looking for University of Kentucky transfer wide receiver Dylan Gary to continue his impressive start to the season for the Wolves.
He's one of my favorite kids. I call him the quiet assassin. He's quiet, but he works his fanny off. Really, really smart, has a huge catch radius. And the last 2 weeks, man, he's made some big plays for us. And he's going to continue to do that. Now people know who he is, which I think is going to help our offense. When you got him, you got Carmelo and the other guys, once we get our run game going, I just think, he's going to have a big season for us.
And the Wolves travel to Richmond this weekend to take on Eastern Kentucky. Remember, you can keep up to date with all things local by giving us a like on Facebook and a follow on X at Graddick Sports or visit us at GraddickCommunications.com. From the 316 Healthcare Graddick Sports Studios, this has been the Wide Open 3 presented by the Bain Dental Group. I'm Colin Worthington.